Good evening, and welcome to the Night Owl. If you're new here, well, this is the other side of the Bird Brain podcast, where the things that go bump in the night have a little bit more room. And I just want to warn you, content may contain adult language and scenarios that may not always be suitable for all audience members, so listener's discretion is advised. So when we talk about theater, when we talk about acting, there's so much backstory that goes into being the character, right? The setting. Everything has significance. Everything has a story. Everything has a purpose. And sometimes the history of the place may be more of a character than anything else. So lock your doors, check your windows, and get comfortable. Because you may not be sleeping tonight. I give you stage fright. I grew up in the theater. My mom was in costume design and my dad was on lights. So safe to say I knew my way around the place and I knew everything had its place. I also knew where to hide to catch all the things I probably shouldn't have heard or seen. I knew why somebody got the lead role over someone else much more talented. I knew why certain people missed their cues. I know a lot of things. Sex, drugs, arguments, fights, sometimes a little bit of all of it. But that's showbiz, baby. There's a big difference between child's play and an adult production. They both involve adults acting like children, yes, but there's more damage done. The rumors can be absurd. And the lengths that some people will go to be the center of attention and center stage. Disturbing is an understatement. There was one performance that made the news. And not for the director, not for the cast, not for the phenomenal musical score. Murder. This play was a murder mystery. And someone took it seriously. I'd been back home from college, and whenever I'm home, I like to hang with my folks. I knew how to sew the hell out of anything and light a show from start to finish. And thanks to them both. And they both knew each other's jobs very well, too, so it all worked. You may ask why I never decided to be on stage and instead backstage. Well, for one, my parents wanted to keep me safe and sane. But also, you had a clear view of all the exits, literally and figuratively. When it was showtime, I loved hanging out in the rafters, just above the stage. And since I was older, I wasn't as precocious or curious about a lot of things. Honestly, less is more. I always wore a headset just in case someone needed me, and it never failed that actors would forget to turn their mics off. So I'd always hear something. Someone found out that their significant other had many significant others around the show. Best friends weren't really friends at all. I told him to break a leg, and God, I hoped he would. I'll never forget that night. This particular night, I could see that the house was full. Some bigwigs were in here tonight, too. I heard Showtime in my headset, and then the lights went out. I hung out in the rafters as usual and patiently waited for them to come back on. I didn't think about it at first, but out of my peripheral, I swore I saw movement at the end of the rafters, but I brushed it off. For years, there had been rumors that the rafters were haunted and that there was some crazy freak accident that happened years prior. And I guess that legacy carried on. But in the years I've spent coming to this theater, even though there were things I wasn't necessarily sure of, I could be sure that nothing ever really happened to me. And that would have to be enough for now. Cue lights. Cue lights. What's going on? I heard my dad in the headset. Lights. And that's when I heard in my headset a thud, and like someone swallowed a golf ball while trying to yell. Lights came on, and it was showtime. Everything went smoothly. Everybody knew their cues. Everybody was on their P's and Q's. The sound was great. The lighting was great. And the audience enjoyed it tremendously. And it was so smooth that no one had noticed the body scrunched in the corner upstage until the cast was making their bow and one of them tripped over him walking out. One of the castmates let out a scream so loud it made the theater go quiet. There, lying in a heap, was one of the cast. Tony Roxy. He was talented. He was also a bit of a menace. His parents were on the board, so he was a dick. He got around the cast, apparently, too. Years later, I try to erase that visual from my mind, but let's say makeup did a pretty good job making living people look dead. And this was the real deal. That night, the house cleared out. People hurried to the exits since no one knew what took place. It made the news before I got home that night, and the next morning it was all over the place. They never found out whoever it was, but whoever it was had time to do what they did to him. There was speculation. Scorned lover, envy of roles. It was theater, so you gotta make it big. You gotta make it dramatic. You gotta make it a story. There was so much money and effort put into covering it all up, but it didn't work. Years later, rumors that it was haunted began floating around again. A couple of people reported feeling like someone was watching them. Even my dad stopped being the last to leave like he used to because it always felt like someone else was there too. I genuinely didn't know what to believe, but as I got older, I simply brushed it off. Wouldn't you know it, they decided to do a redo of the show. That same damn murder mystery. 10 years later. But this time, I decided to sit in the audience. I think I retired from the rafters, to say the least. I was front row, and this time when the lights went out, I could see yet again out of the corner of my eye someone in the rafters. I figured it was just me. I hoped it was. And the show went off without a hitch. They all did great, and I was grateful to not relive that experience. At the end of the night, I decided to hang out with my dad just to make sure he was the last to leave. I checked the dressing rooms. I checked the bathrooms. And I checked the green room. All was good. "Hey, everything all set?" my dad called from upstairs. Yeah, I'm heading up. I did last looks and started making my way down the corridor. And that's when the lights went out. I froze. But I could feel someone about 4 feet away, watching me, trying to navigate in the dark. And although I couldn't see eyes, I knew that whoever it was bigger than me, or whatever it was. That's when I heard them say, "Check again." So there you have it. Stay tuned next week for another story to keep you up at night. And in the meantime, hey, keep showing the podcast love and tell other people about it. All right? I hope you have an amazing weekend. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Sleep tight.